Catch up on all the live shows right here on africatechradio.com.
At the mention of AI, some knees tremble because there's this talk about AI coming to take over, you know, artificial intelligence, that is. It is rapidly transforming our world, from facial recognition software to chatbots and self-driving cars. But with great power comes great responsibility. And today on Tech on Tap, we're still on the series, what does this mean? What does this really mean? We're exploring Kenya's attempts to regulate AI. That is a move that can have significant implications for the entire continent. So, Kenya emerged as a front runner in Africa tech innovation. It earned the nickname Silicon Savannah. From mobile banking solutions like M-Pesa to a thriving startup scene, Kenya is embracing technological advancement. However, the government has recognized this potential risk alongside the rewards of AI. In 2023, the RSK, that is the Robotics Society of Kenya, proposed a bill to the Kenya National Assembly. The bill proposed would create a professional body responsible for regulating the use of AI, robotics, and the Internet of Things within the country. Some of the things that the bill outlined were establishing a regulatory body, which means that RSK itself are proposing that they should oversee the implementation of AI regulations. The bill also proposes that businesses and individuals using AI technologies would need to register and obtain licenses. And non-compliance with the regulations could result in fines or imprisonment. And the bill also emphasized stricter regulations for AI used in healthcare, biometric identification, criminal justice, and credit scoring. Now, the Kenyan government's intentions are clear. They want to ensure responsible development and deployment of AI to protect citizens from potential harm. But here are some potential implications. It can have some benefits, like protecting privacy, right? Regulations can safeguard personal data collected and analyzed by AI systems, because a lot of people are imputing their personal data to come up with whatever content they want to come up with. And humans are behind this. So this regulation can actually safeguard personal data that are imputed every day by individuals on AI platforms. Also, AI algorithms can perpetuate societal biases. You know, the regulations can help to mitigate this risk. And AI, and it can ensure fairness. The regulations can promote fair and ethical use of AI in areas like loan approvals or job applications, etc., etc. But there's some challenges, right? The regulations can stifle innovation, okay? When you introduce restrictive regulations, it can discourage new AI ventures to slow down technological progress. And small businesses and startups might struggle with the cost and complexity of obtaining licenses and adhering to regulations. And also, the field of AI is constantly evolving. Regulatory frameworks need to be adaptable to keep up. Universally, the bill hasn't been met with universal praise. I mean, the Kenyan tech industry voiced some concerns. Critics argue that the bill was drafted without sufficient input from AI developers and stakeholders, so they have to take it back to the drawing board. And the tech industry fears that the licensing process could stifle entrepreneurship and hinder the growth of the sector. Also, critics are arguing that the bill does not address crucial issues like data infrastructure and talent development for AI. Other African nations are watching this attempted regulation by Kenya closely, because there might be potential consequences for the continent at large. Because if this is successful, Kenya's approach might inspire similar regulations across Africa, which will create a more unified approach to AI governance. And Kenya could be a leader in responsible AI development. Okay, it will attract foreign investment and partnerships, and different regulations across African nations could create confusion for companies operating in multiple countries, especially if other countries do not key into this. The debate around AI regulation in Kenya is just beginning, to be honest. And so many things can happen in the coming days, coming weeks, or months. The Kenyan government might revise the bill after incorporating feedback from the tech industry and experts. Regulations could be implemented gradually, starting with high-risk applications and evolving as AI technology matures. Kenya's initiative could spark a broader conversation about AI governance. It can foster international collaboration or create ethical frameworks so that moving forward, they are on the same page. Elon Musk has been warning of this particular innovation for months, talking about how it can be dangerous. But all will fall on the way Kenya navigates this challenge, because it will have a significant impact on the future of AI in Africa. There's a lot at stake here. I mean, Africa has the potential to be a global leader in responsible and ethical AI development. AI has the potential to, not just the potential, but it is already doing that, solving problems in healthcare access and educational gaps, but equitable access to technology is crucial. And responsible AI development can contribute to a fairer, more prosperous Africa for all. AI is rapidly transforming our world, from facial recognition software to chatbots and self-driving cars. How far would this go, and how much can we regulate? This is Africa Tech Radio. My name is Lillian. You have been listening to Tech Untapped, and we have been talking about the story on Kenya's attempting to regulate AI. We're monitoring the story closely and we'll keep you abreast of the updates on this particular matter. Meanwhile, tell us what you think about this, okay? Drop a comment on this post on social media. On Instagram, it is at Tech Radio, at A Tech Radio. LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook at Africa Tech Radio. And don't forget to like, comment, and share. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay tuned to Tech on Tap.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to catch up on all the live shows right here on AfricaTechRadio.com.